Thank you. This is like deja vu. I did this yesterday. I'd also like to welcome you here. Most of you, or probably some of you, are quite acquainted with the story of Todd McCormick, Renee Boucher, and Peter McWilliams and their troubles they had. Todd's mother, Ann McCormick, and I are in a group called Compassionate Moms. As Cindy said, there's a lot of patients that are victimized by the drug war, and specifically the pot wars. What Compassionate Moms tries to do, basically, is to put a Band-Aid on the walking wounded of the marijuana wars, because the patients are not the only victims. They're not the only people being victimized. If a man goes to prison, his wife and his children suffer. Vice versa, women are the most number one incarcerated now. And so if the mother goes, then the husband's left there to deal with the children, and they suffer. So what we do is we do little projects like maybe a grocery voucher, or we keep somebody's lights turned on, just kind of the little basic things. There's not any program set up for families of drug war prisoners, I mean, obviously. So we try to do that in small ways, as I referred to, and we have to raise funds for that. And one of the ways we're doing that right now is with a project. It's a book project, and you can go to www.compassionatemoms.org, and at the bottom of the first page, it says, Through the Eyes of a Dying Nation, and that's the name of the book. And you can go there and read a sampling of the different, the more like lyrical content, poems, that type of thing, those type of writing. We've got some activists that have written for it, Paul Cornwell from Atlanta, Jay Kavanaugh, who's our national director for the AAMC. I'm also the Kentucky State Director as well for that group. And we have Kaylee in there. She's got an excellent poem, and many, many other people, and also just regular people, different segments of our population. It can be not necessarily about the drug war, but any freedoms you see dying in this country, whether it be the state taking your children, it can be anything. But basically all the thread of the book is about freedoms dying in this country, and they're dying at a very rapid rate. Some of you may not know that a few days ago, our president signed the Amber Bill into law, which was a good law until they tacked the RAVE Act on the end of it. They snuck that in there, and this is a very unconstitutional law, people. It's an unconstitutional law, and they need to know that we are not just going to roll over like a bunch of sheep. They're going to meet with resistance. And they will, because this law will be challenged over and over and over. It was challenged yesterday. It's going to be challenged today. It's going to be challenged tomorrow. And every day until we take it off the books, because it does not belong there. And it's illegal and it's unconstitutional. And we're not going to put up with this shit no more. Okay? So that's basically what I want to say. But I'm a compassionate mom. I have just got a bad attitude because I'm tired. I'm tired of watching people suffer. Needlessly suffer. And when I think also about the people who have no idea that marijuana is medicine, these people are suffering needlessly, and they're doing it at the hands of our federal government. And it's time that we insist that they stop, because you know what? They work for us. And it's time that we start acting like they work for us. And we need to instruct our Congress to change these laws. They're unjust, they're unfair, they're uncompassionate, they're asinine. And we enforce our drug policies all over the world, not just here. Now, you need to think about that. Do we let China or Russia or anybody come over here and enforce their drug policies in our country? Do we let them do that? No. No, we don't. I mean, what's wrong with that? You know, there's something wrong with that. And we need to make sure that it stops. And it's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to me. We have to make them stop. We are America. Okay? We are America. We're Americans. We're taxpayers. We're voters. We are America. We are mainstream America. Now, for every one of you here that is here today, you represent many, many people. You know that. They're just too afraid to come out, or too apathetic, or too complacent. Maybe they're sitting in their closet getting high. I don't know. But the point is, you're here, and this is great. This is a good turnout. Everybody's interested in what's going on. We're all here for the same cause. I think we're all on the same page. And I applaud your courage for being here today. Thank you very much.